Friends and fellow citizens, we have met here today to celebrate with all fitting demonstrations of joy and gladness. This, the 23rd inauguration of freedom as the ruling law of the British West Indies. The ruling law of the British West Indies. Up to the morning of August the 1st, 1834, these people were slaves, marked, branded, valued, priced, and arraigned as articles of property. The gates of human brotherhood were barred and bolted against them. They were outside both law and justice. The love thought of in the Bible and the justice recorded in the statute books did not embrace them. They were slaves. Their fellow men had listed their names with sheep and swine, horses and horned cattle. Their degradation was complete. These people were slaves. And when I have said that, I have said it all. The essence of wickedness, the intensified sum of all iniquity, the realization of the idea of a burning hell upon the earth in which every passion is an unchained demon let loose to deal 10,000 pains. Horror starts up the view at the very mention of slavery. It encompasses all that is vile, shocking, and dreadful. The very soul sickens and the mind revolts at the thought of slavery. And every true man welcomes instant death in preference to being subjected to its degradation and its ruins. Yet such was the condition of our brothers and sisters in the British West Indies up to the morning of August the 1st, 1834. And on that memorable morning which we are met here to celebrate, one moral bolt from the British sky left these bloodstained irons all scattered and broken throughout the British West Indies. And the limbs that they had bruised were now outstretched in prayers and thanksgiving to God Almighty for deliverance. There was something God-like about that British decree. It was the Spirit of the Son of God commanding the demons of slavery to go out of the British West Indies. It says, tyrant slave driver, throw away your bloodstained whip and bury out of sight your broken fetters and chains. Your accursed occupation is done. And it said to the slave with wounds, bruises, and scars still fresh upon him, you are emancipated. You are free, no longer slaves, but British subjects. Frederick Douglass saw the African-American struggle as the West Indian struggle, and the West Indian struggle as the African-American struggle, because all of us came on the same ship. Some just got dropped off earlier. But the boat went all the way down to South America. And we carved out 83,000 square miles of the South American continent to be Guyana. When you fly over Guyana, it is green carpet. We did not contaminate the ground as you guys do here. We allow the grass to grow in all of its beauty. We have no problems with toxic carbon dioxide in the air because we breathe nascent oxygen. Guyana is rich with gold and diamond. As a matter of fact, Sir Walter Rodney, when he came west, he came looking for El Dorado, this city of gold. Jim Jones thought he was there too, but he went to the wrong place with the wrong intentions. Guyana, Most of our ancestors were Africans. Then after the emancipation of slavery, the British brought the Indians from India. And while we were having 3 and 4 kids, the Indians that came from India were having 6 and 10. So you can do the demographics. It has changed. Guyana has like 3 major rivers: the Essequibo, Demerara, and Berbice. One of those rivers, Jamaica, can fit in the mouth of one of those rivers. the whole of Jamaica in the mouth of one river. And in the other rivers, you can put Trinidad in the mouth there. And you can bring all the other islands and put them in there. It's a huge country. And we are accustomed to being rich. Don't tell me about your 10,000 square feet. We have 83,000 square miles to split between a million people. So we are all accustomed to a lot of land. And when you say you own your house, it is your house. From land to everything, you don't own the bank. You don't have to go to the bank. We have a lot of bauxite. It's a little different from Jamaica. It's under the ground, so you have to do a lot of digging to get. And there are some other mineral resources that are hidden there. Because we share the Orinoco Basin with Venezuela, and it's a disputed territory. So we know, Trinidadians, that we've got oil under there. We haven't touched it yet. We are going to wait until you run out of oil here. And when the price goes up to $5 and $10 per gallon, then we may touch our other resources, unassisted by anybody, because of the Guyanese pride. Guyana, I'm going to finish in a minute. Guyana was the second country that led slave rebellion in the West by coffee and Akara. As a matter of fact, coffee got so great that after defeating the British, he took the British Governor General as his wife as part of the conquering. Now, may I extend an invitation to all of the West Indians. When the ice starts to melt and the waters rise, and you in the Caribbean who has no place to go, you may come to Guyana, because we will welcome you. You look like us, and since you have connections with me.
Buenos días a todos desde el Istmo de Panamá, puente del mundo y corazón del universo. Hoy voy a darles un caluroso bienvenida a nuestra iglesia en este día sábado santo del Señor. Que Dios les da unas bendiciones ricas.
Okay, I could start the same way. Because in Costa Rica, we have on the East Coast, which is called the Caribbean Coast, or La Costa Caribeño. And the East Coast, it's right on the Caribbean coast, and we speak English and Spanish. And then when you go inland, we speak Spanish. So if you go to the coast, you would get a welcome like this. We are happy to welcome you to the Sabbath school this Sabbath morning. And then, if you go farther inland, you would hear this. Nuestra escuela sabática está muy contento para darles la bienvenida a nuestro servicio hoy. Todos tengan un feliz sábado.
Thank you. I'm not only going to speak of Trinidad and Tobago, but show you some scenery from a beautiful island. I want to bring you greetings from the twin island paradise, which is Trinidad and Tobago. It's also known as the land of steel band and calypso, because that's where it originated. It's also known as the land of the hummingbird, where there are 320 species of various hues. It's also called the land of carnival, because that's where carnival started. You know, there's carnival in different countries now, but that's where it started, the greatest show on earth. It's also the birthplace of limbo. For those of you who do not know where it started, and these are some pictures of carnival, some of the costumes. Birthplace of limbo. Trinidad and Tobago is the most southerly island of the tropical Caribbean. After Trinidad and Tobago, you're into South America. There are no more islands. The capital is Port of Spain, and these are some sceneries of the capital city. Tobago's capital is Scarborough. Trinidad is the larger of the two countries, being more populous and busy. Tobago is more laid back, more relaxed. If you want to go to the beaches and stuff like that, then Tobago is your place. It's a melting pot of races. We have people of African descent, Caucasians, Indians, East Indians, and Native Indians. And also, these are sceneries of Tobago. Also, Chinese. The Indians and the Chinese came over as indentured laborers and liked it so much that they stayed. It's a democratic government. English is the main language. Although there is a dialect which is spoken, mostly influenced by Spanish and French, because those are two of the countries that ruled Trinidad and Tobago way back when. Most of the economy is based on petroleum and petrochemicals. Trinidad and Tobago is not that huge on tourism as some of the other islands are, although they are starting to get a little bit more into tourism, but most of their economy is based on oil and gas. Trinidad and Tobago is the major oil producer in the Caribbean. It's also one of the countries that supplies most of natural gas to the United States. 70% of the natural gas in the United States is exported from Trinidad and Tobago. About 4% of this is a refinery on the island of Trinidad. About 4% of the population are Seventh-day Adventists. We do have a University of the Southern Caribbean that is Seventh-day Adventist. Quito attends there right now, enjoying all the sun and the beautiful weather. On August 1st, 1985, Trinidad and Tobago was one of the first countries in the world to commemorate a holiday commemorating the abolition of slavery. So when you're planning your next vacation, keep Trinidad and Tobago in mind. Beautiful place, beautiful people, good food.
Happy Sabbath to everyone. Greetings from God's House of Refuge International. It's such a pleasure to be here with you this morning, worshiping the Lord. Amen. And we have brought two songs to just bless you with, and I pray that you listen to the words. Amen. And if you feel like getting up and dancing, do that too, because we do that at church. Amen. We give God the praise. Amen. So God bless you both. Oh. Hallelujah. And that's the way it's supposed to be, amen? One love, one heart, amen? Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Talking about one love,
one heart.
Give thanks and praise to the Lord, and I will
feel alright.
I'll tell you too.
Let's get together and feel alright.
Whoa, let us give thanks you all to God on high.
One love.
Only one question, you see, I would like to ask.
One heart.
Is there a place for those hopeless sinners would steal and rob their brother just to get their own? It's about
one love.
Talking about one love.
One heart.
I want you to.
Let's get together and feel alright.
It's about
one love.
Talking about one love.
One heart.
Give thanks and praise to the Lord and you will. I'll tell you to
let's get together and feel alright.
Give up the thanks and praise,
and praise to the Lord, and I will feel alright.
Whoa, the beginning of wisdom is understanding God's words. Coming by hearing, hearing by the word of God. I won't seek for wisdom. I won't seek for Sam. I will seek for wisdom in a Jesus' name. I said,
one love.
Talking about one love.
One heart.
Let's get together and
feel alright.
It's about
one love.
Whoa.
One heart.
Give thanks and praise to the Lord,
and I will feel alright.
The thanks
and praise to the Lord, and I will feel alright.
I said to let's praise the Lord in the morning, and you will
feel alright.
Me said to praise the Lord in the evening, and you will
feel alright.
Praise the Lord when you're feeling sick, and you'll
feel alright.
Praise up the Lord when things ain't going right, and you will
feel alright.
It's about
one love.
Talking about one love.
One heart.
Let's get together and
feel alright.
It's about
one love. One heart.
Give thanks and praise to the Lord,
and I will feel alright.
Let's get together.
Let's get together and feel alright.
Whoa, whoa. I say, oh God, he is an awesome God.
Feel alright.
I say, my God, he is an awesome God, so I
feel alright.
Yes, my God,
he's an awesome God.
Feel alright.
Yes, my God is an awesome God. Feel alright.
Hallelujah. God is an awesome God.
Oh,
aren't
yeah.
He? Let's praise him.
Would you say, y'all?
Oh, God is an awesome God. He reigns from heaven above. Wisdom, power, and love. My God is an awesome God.
Oh,
our God.
God
is an awesome God. He reigns from heaven above with wisdom, power, and love.
be something. Listen up, everybody.
God is an awesome God.
He wants to teach us how to live.
Our God is an awesome God.
Live life like you never lived it before.
Our God is an awesome God.
Awesome, my God, He is an awesome God.
Our God is an awesome God.
Sing it, y'all.
Our God is an awesome God. He reigns from heaven above with wisdom, power, and love. Our God is an awesome God.
Woo-hoo.
Our God is an awesome God. He reigns from heaven above with wisdom, power, and love. Our God is an awesome God.
I say, my God, ain't no God like Him.
My God is an awesome God.
He sits high, but He looks down low.
Our God is an awesome God.
Ah, there's no God like my awesome God.
Our God is an awesome God.
I say, there ain't no God like my God.
Our God is an awesome God.
My
God is an awesome God. He reigns from heaven above with wisdom, power, and love. Our God is an awesome God. Our God is an awesome God. He reigns from heaven above with wisdom, power, and love. Our God is an awesome God.
He reigns.
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 Our God is an awesome God. Oh, God is an awesome God. Our God is an awesome God. Our God is an awesome.
Good morning, church. Y'all can do better than that. Good morning, good morning, good morning.
Good morning.
My name is Samuel Wosu, and I have the distinct privilege of representing a place where it's a beautiful country on a continent that God strategically placed in the centermost part of the world. I'm just saying, okay? This place is located in West Africa, and the country's name is Nigeria, okay? So we're going to go ahead and tell you some facts. Oh, before we even move on, the color, our flags are green, white, and green. That represents peace and unity, because that's what we're all about. Okay? All right, so some facts, some quick facts. Nigeria's official name is actually the Federal Republic of Nigeria. The country was named after the River Niger, and this river is the third largest in all of Africa. Its currency is known as the Naira, so how we have dollars here is known as Naira in Nigeria. Oil was first discovered in Nigeria in 1956. It is the 12th largest producer of this oil in the world and the 8th largest exporter. So we have a rich background in that. As far as sports, football is the national sport. The Super Eagles. Let's go. Okay. All right. So, and we are moving on to now the population. Next slide, please. Nigeria is the most populous in all of Africa. There's about 120 million people. So it is a lot of people. It is the 8th most populous in the world. As far as size, it's almost like 2.5 times the size of California. So it's California plus California, and then half of California you get Nigeria, all right? So it's 577,000 foot square miles, so we have a lot of land. Elder Fortune, okay? All right, next slide. As far as our independence was on October 1st. We celebrated with a lot of festivities, food, games, the national holiday, October 1. This basically commemorates the independence that we got from Great Britain in 1960. Next slide, please. We have about 37 states. Our capital is Abuja, and as far as the festivities, it's celebrated in the whole entire country. Sorry, I guess I already said that. Next slide, please. We do not have tribes. What we have is ethnic groups. There are about 250 ethnic groups. I represent the 18% of the Igbo people. You've probably heard of Yoruba as well as Hausa as well, and there's many other countries. The official language in that country is not African. It is English, okay? African is not a country, people. African is not a country. All right, it's not a language, I'm sorry. English is the official language, and we'll move on, okay? As far as religion, next slide, please. As far as religion, Christian is primarily based there, 40% are Christian in Nigeria. Muslim is about 50% and about 10% of other belief systems. Next slide. As far as food, there is amazing food. We have our rice-based food. We have bean-based, meat, of course, puddings and side dishes. One of the most popular dishes is our rice dish. It's known as jollof rice. I actually had some last night. It's really, really good. Our bean-based, you can't really see, I apologize, the slides are not as clear. This right here is what we call moi moi. It's really good to eat with rice. As far as meat, of course, you have your chicken, your goat, beef, and all of that. As far as puddings, you have your cassava pudding. And side dishes, we have what we call a puff puff. It's like a donut, so it's like a circular donut without the hole. So it's more for your more food, essentially. And of course, we have plantain. All right, and everybody has plantain, so okay. I will calm that down. And as far as drinks, Maltina, my brother likes that. I'm not really a fan of that, but it's a good drink to have. All right, next slide, please. As far as clothes, contrary to popular belief that National Geographic might not show you, we do wear clothes there. They are very fashionable. As you can see, my parents have on some nice ones. It's basically lace, silk, various colors. It's really nice. Like the shirt and pants that I have on right here is probably equivalent to like a shirt and tie. The 1,500 that we call it, that's like a suit essentially. And that's this one right here in the corner. A lot of the ladies like to wear the hats, you know, it's very flashy and stuff. So it's really nice. My sister right here has one in the back if you guys want to look at that. There you go. She waves for me. Thank you so much, my sister. Okay. And we're moving on. Famous people. We have Hakeem Olajuwon. I'm not sure if you guys know Hakeem Olajuwon. He plays for the Houston Rockets. Probably one of the greatest 50 basketball players ever to play the game, known as the Dream. That's right. We have any Giants fans. We have Mr. O.C. He gave the Patriots a problem. Pastor Bryant, yes. We have, of course, we have artists, Fela Kuti. How many of you guys have seen Hotel Rwanda? Yes. The wife. Located to that handsome guy with the tie right there. She's the one that played the wife. Of course, models, boxers, and all of that could go on for days, but don't need to. Next slide. So as beautiful as this country is and as different we may be, one thing is for sure, that God's love for us is all the same. So that's what we always need to keep in mind, okay? So thank you. That concludes my presentation.
Church, the privilege of me this morning to give a children's story. Come on up, children. What a lovely picnic them. Okay. Any of you like running? Yeah? All right. Well, if you guys could look behind you, there's a nice, handsome gentleman back there. Mm-hmm. That's Mr. Usain Bolt. He's the fastest man on earth right now. And he's Jamaican. Yes, he went to the Olympics and he broke the record for the 100 and the 200 meters. So what does that say to me? It says to me and it says to you that if there's something you like to do and you work hard at it, you could be successful at it. So hard work and dedication does pay off. We're going for a little journey. I'm going to take you guys, show you guys some pictures of Jamaica and show you guys, maybe when mommy and daddy want to go on another vacation, you can say, can we really just go to Jamaica instead of anywhere else? That's your little job. So let's go. Jamaican, it's a country of many people. And the motto for Jamaica is out of many, one people. We're black, we're strong, and we're proud. That's a map of Jamaica. It has 14 parishes. Mr. Usain Bolt is from the parish of Trelawney. That's our Jamaican coat of arms. On the left and on the right are two Indians, Arawak Indians. Before, those were the first people that were in Jamaica. So it's not really easy for you guys to see, but you have a male and a female and a crocodile on the top. Our national food is ackee. Did anybody have ackee and saltfish for breakfast? Yeah, that's where it comes from, huh? It's good with fried dumplings, too. The hummingbird is our national bird. Yes, somebody said this morning it's a native to their country. I don't think so. It's a native to my country because that's our national bird. Yeah, I think so. The national flower is the lignum vitae. Okay, it's a very beautiful flower. It's used for medicinal purposes. You know? Okay, that's good. There you go, she's Jamaican. Duns River Falls. That's where a lot of tourists want to go. They want to go see a water plane or beaches. That's your falls. That's the famous Duns River Falls. People like to go there and walk on the slide and just have a good time. Didn't know we had dolphins, huh? Yeah, we swim with them there too. That's more pictures of the Jamaican beaches. Another Jamaican beach. Jamaican plants. Somebody said their island is all green. So is mine. Those are children, guys. If you could just look around. Those are children that go to school in Jamaica. See, they have a nice time. They smile. They have fun. They eat. But they also learn because education is a very important part of our culture. Yes, they wear uniforms. That's correct. Yeah, we don't wear different clothes every day. We have uniform. That's a Jamaican house. It looks, old-time house, huh? We've upgraded to newer models and better versions, but yes, that's a Jamaican house. That's our clothing, okay? Jamaicans, we do a lot of folk music and a lot of dancing and festivities. That's a costume that we wear when we go about doing those things. Jamaican food, you guys had a taste of it this morning. You'll get some more this afternoon. But if you're not a good person that cooks Jamaican, then yeah, no, befriend that person because you have a good time. We like to eat and we like to cook. Amen. Jamaican music. Did you guys enjoy the music this morning? It was a Jamaican artist. That's Bob Marley's music. Okay? On that screen, you'll see the female. That's Bob Marley's wife, Rita Marley. Bob Marley had 10 children. And when I went through, all 10 of them were involved in music in some sort. Religion. We have churches in Jamaica. We have Adventist churches. We have Adventist schools. So if any of you older children are looking towards going to school, then Jamaica might be an option. We have a university there. Adventist University, Northern Caribbean University, of which I went, and quite a few more people here, they went to that school too. That's the end of Jamaica. But I have a little thing for you guys for being up here and for participating. Now, unfortunately, I'm not quite sure how I'm going to do this because I have more children than things I have in my hand. So, boys, can I give the girls first? Ladies before gentlemen? Okay. What I'm giving to the children of Jamaica are their little bracelet, their peace bracelet, friendship bracelet. So they could wear it on their hands and say, I was introduced to Jamaica today, and this is a part of the Jamaican culture. Well, I don't want to get into trouble, so I really didn't say that, but I tend to agree with it.
You're welcome.
Well, it didn't work out so badly after all. Thank you, children. Have a good Sabbath. And then remember, when Mommy and Daddy go on vacation, where are we going? Got it. Okay, thank you. You guys should go back to your seats now.
Me waited so long, since 1902 me been waiting. Finally, this is 1979, and it happened. Me finally can go down to St. Vincent and the Grenadines. Yeah. You know what some people say? Up to last time here, some people been talking about St. Vincent and the jelly beans. You see, they didn't know the they didn't know how to put words together to make sound, you know? So, but me not bad with them, and me just leave them alone. Because me no better than that, that's St. Vincent and the Grenadines. Okay? And that place is so beautiful. I mean, the most beautiful in the Caribbean island. Okay? I'm serious, I'm really serious. It's so beautiful that you have a volcano at the highest peak. you know how high you be? No. You're 4,038 feet high. Huh. You know what? When Columbus, me don't know if that's true. Me don't know if a history or his story. You know what I mean? Them say the Caribbean, the Arawaks would have been the first people who got the island. But me no know. Me not really know. You think so? Me no know. Okay. And them people go at the highest peak fully, but that part of the island, me not live that part of it. Because that part of behind God's back. Behind God's back, you know? So what only the one good thing of that, you know? Because, you know, when them do something, God not go see them. He not go see them, non-tal. So, one thing, you go from there, and you not think, me no know, me not sure. But anyway, when the volcano erupt, wow, that was something else. You hear bodo. Then you see fire run on the sky, all over going in the sky. You better run. Me no know who go run faster, but somebody have to run. And them Caribs live up there. But the Arawaks, me not see them again until me not look for them, but me not see them. So the Caribs, them still there, you know? And you know, one thing I've been thinking, like, how they live so long is because they're behind God's back, so God can't out them light. You know? See? Maybe not look. Some place I find a page that say, Adam, he was the first man God created, right? Adam, right? Something like that? But anyway, the longest man, something like Methuselah, living in Islam or something like, I don't know. But he left to be 969 years old. So the Caribs been a trifle live that same long time. But anyway, me no know. So you go down there with me, right? No. Me not bad, but we don't talk, you gonna go, right? You finally go. Beautiful food. The scenery is beautiful. It's so beautiful, man. You want to stay there forever. We have the national dish is breadfruit.
Oh, yes.
I mean, if them say put it first in a botanic garden, you know, it really it big, huge. And you know, at the botanic garden, you have flowers. I'm not sure if a flower is a flower because you know the flower that you need to make dumpling. Okay, so I'm not quite sure if that flower there. If that flowers, you have to put plenty, right? You have to put plenty. I'm not sure if the flowers, I'm not sure which one, but some kind of flower went on, you know, beautiful thing. Okay, so beautiful. But the breadfruit tree is huge, and the fruit them are so big. The big, you forget the size, right? And you know when you, and the thing of it, the stem that hold up that big fruit is so, probably 1 to 2 fingers. So I don't know how God do that. That hold. One time what happened, if me mother been a pick breadfruit and one breadfruit knocked me down. You know? It broke me uncle. I'm serious. So maybe have to walk and crutch, but my mother wound up, you know, wound up, so you know, me could have walked still. But after, you see me walk good now, right? So you well. And you know, them carry people, you know, them live, the part them live called Sandy Bay. And one time it coming out to Christmas time, and me don't know, but some barrel, some big barrel rush up a show. And you know, them carry to them, open up the can and drink whatever been in them. Me don't know, next thing they have to catch emergency room. And this calypsoon, I can't remember his name, but some kind of name. I can't remember, but anyway, that's not. Anyway, them drink that liquor, whatever was inside it. It almost killed them. So the calypsoon, I sing a song, Umpaya Jakayan go kill you. But when you go down, you can't say that to them, you know, okay, them probably out your light. You can't say that to them at all. Okay? I'm warning you. So the boat probably leave in tomorrow morning, 4 the morning. Me don't know what time really, but they say before first cat crow. So you have to get ready before first cat crow. So we're going to be any boat to go down there. Okay? And so them carries people, they have to go to a program called Alcohol Anonymous. That's a 40-step program. Right? That would them could get away from, you know, help them to overcome them drinking. You know what I mean? Okay. Right? Sounds good? So you still want to go? Well, let me talk about the food now. This rice and, I mean, the breadfruit that gosh, you have to leave them. When you pick them, you leave them 3 days for stale, and then you roast them in a bukan. You call them bukan, a big fire. Then you can put 20, 30 breadfruit one time. And, you know, and then you get your saltfish and you wash them. You know, you fix them up really good. Man, you have to use a 10 teeth fork for eat them. Let me see, 1, 2, 3, 4, yeah, 10. 10, yeah, 10 to eat them. And when you eat that, you see Kentucky's finger licking good, that's not good. But when you eat that food, man, you're going to start biting your finger then for months. It tastes can't come off your hand, non-tal. Okay. So you think I should say some more? No? I'm okay. Okay, she said I'm okay, so I'm okay now. So get ready, remember tomorrow morning before cock crow. Okay? For the morning, no time, but you have to be there before first cock crow. Okay, so get ready. See, we have our meeting ready. And he has some grenadines oil. Let me forget to tell about them. It's St. Vincent and the grenadines. You know, we have like Myro and Canon 1 and all kind of stuff. But this one here, me don't know how them do them, but Canon 1. You know, he written in French. So, but then, and I'm not sure if phonics going to work. Me don't know. But, you know, Canon 1. So, in case, it's a kind of oil let me brought here. So can I won? Can I won? And if you can't spell the one, you could probably the can and the A one. So either or. Okay. So either or, right? Okay. So So thank you very much. I'm from, I spoke in Patois, that's broken French, and it was influenced by Spanish, French, and then the British, of course, took over. So it's kind of mixed up language, right? So I'm from beautiful island, St. Vincent and the Grenadines. It's fantastic. So I'm inviting you to come on down. You'll have fun in the sun. Thank you.
Happy Sabbath, everybody. Happy Sabbath. I hope you will be blessed as we minister to you in preparation for the word. The song that we're going to sing is a song that really touches our heart. It's very deep, thought-provoking. I hope that as we sing it, you will really think about the part you play in this scenario.
Everybody said that anybody could do the important things somebody should do. Everybody knows that anybody could do all the good things that nobody did. Everybody said that anybody could do the important things somebody should do. Everybody knows that anybody could do all the good things that nobody did.
Well, the preacher came to me and said what I ought to do if I wanted to make my religion true. He do it himself, but he really didn't have the time. He said that the duty was to.
Oh no!
Everybody said that anybody could do not
me.
The important things somebody should
not
do. Everybody knows that anybody could do all the good things that nobody did.
Why me?
Everybody said that anybody could do.
Oh no!
What if you want a job?
Well, you go.
Everybody knows that anybody could do all the good things that nobody did.
Well, the deacon came by and said, give me a hand. If you want me going to the promised land, here is something that I don't have time to do, so I better give it to you.
Everybody said that anybody could do.
Why me?
Somebody should do.
Everybody
knows that anybody could do
all the good things that nobody did.
Why me?
Anybody said that anybody could do.
No,
man, if you want the job done,
then you go.
Everybody knows that anybody could do all the good things that nobody did.
Well, I'm too busy, so I tell everybody
the work's got to get done by somebody.
It could be done by anybody, but nobody,
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 nobody did.
Oh no. Everybody said that anybody could do.
Not me.
Somebody should
not
do. Everybody knows that anybody could do all the good things that nobody did. Anybody said
not me.
Anybody could
you do. Know if you want a job done, you better do it yourself.
Should
not
do.
Anybody knows that anybody could do all the good things that nobody did. All the good things that nobody did. All the good things that nobody did.